Julie, Julie. What a delightful sharing. And you're obviously comprehending some of the inner mechanics of this. And you're talking about how your visualization processes, you're bringing together the one boy from the mother's side with the one girl from the father's side, and you're kind of wanting to go right through the chakra system, I presume, two and three and four and five and six. You're wanting to connect all of those things from the mother's side with all those things from the father's side. Yes, you can do that. Remember, though, everything that we do has something of a result. I've kind of done the same thing. I backed off. Part of it is typically our father's mother doesn't always know mother's father. They're from opposite sides of the family. You have mother and father, and you have their parents and grandparents. Typically, almost none of the grandparents from father's side know the grandparents from mother's side, and that is almost like the spine. That's an interwoven energy system of rungs of the ladder. And you're wanting to unify your mother's family with your father's family and doing figure eights and other things like that. Oh, by the way, you're free to do anything you want, but you might end up having some unusual experiences. And I would be, I would be, well, irresponsible if I didn't say there are potential challenges in that approach. Why? Well, could you imagine taking your mother's side of the family, which you're trying by this effort to go to the other side and unify them? You're actually avoiding the pain that's on your mother's side of the family. So if you could imagine on your mother's side of the family is a wagon. You can make it an old West wagon if you want, or some kind, but it's mostly rickety, probably broken. The axles are, not always. Well, anyway, your mother's side of the family has a history of emotional trauma, and it's like all of our mother's family, it's fractured. Now you want to connect that to the father's side of the family, which is the outer physical mobilization by fire, purpose, movement, action. You want to connect a wild team of horses that are a little bit angry, aggressive. You want to connect those to your mother's wagon and go for a ride. And you want to be the driver on the wild horses in the rickety wagon going along a very steep cliff. I think you'll probably live, or not. I don't. But you would still be alive anyway. It would be a wonderful way to go if you had to go that way. But I don't think I'd recommend it because you're really talking about trying to propel energy into a system that still needs repair. Now remember, this is the first month, two girl, and the feeling of that is peace. This happens to be the second week of the month, which is inside you. So that means peace inside you is the focus. That doesn't quite yet include connecting it to the father's side. Connecting it to the father's side is really in spring equinox. We connect the mother's family for the first time to the father's family. But in order to get to the spring equinox, you need to go through the autumn, you need to go through the winter, and so on, and come in. You get the idea, right? So yes, you have the right idea. Patience, patience. It's possible to paint with little gentle strokes, quiet, pristine peace. Because where we are in this, is a sincere desire to want to have that divine relationship. Peace. Not easy if the side of the family that corresponds to peace, softly opening the heart, is the mother's side of the family, where there is some hurt, pain, loss, abandonment, not feeling loved, whatever the feelings may be that all of us have to some degree or another. They're all there, right? Let those feelings come through. And you're using the sense of peace during the second week. We're not even into the third week, which is social dynamics. Or the fourth week, which is the virtue of peace, or how to use that on a higher principle. So my suggestion is enjoy your experimentation. Notice what it helps you do, what you feel. If you notice something that works for you, come back and let us know it works. Maybe it works for you in a different way. I was doing something similar to that once, and I decided after an experience of something very, well, something that, well, felt 1,000 times stronger than this, happened, and a very clear message was, whoa, I'm not ready for that. So I would suggest that you just consider what it feels like to come back to something maybe more like this. Or maybe if you're really, really bold, you might do this. If we have an intrinsic experience of a sincere desire to genuinely live in divine peace, which means all of the feelings inside of us can come from that level, then all future choices would lead to peace. Hence, on the first month of the autumn, quiet, still, peace. That's my suggestion. On the second week, that's inside you and only inside you. It's not even really about your mother's family or your father's family. It's all about inside you. And you feeling you, glands, organs, body systems, you noticing the feelings you have to help you learn to connect them all with peace. Well, thanks for the question, or the sharing. It wasn't so much a question as it was, giddy up, horses! Let's go! Oh, it's, sorry. I don't mean to tease you, though I guess I did. Please forgive me. See you again. Bye-bye.